there has been quite a lot of hoopla over a planet that is over 35 million miles away from us. Mars can be seen at times as a brilliant red spot in the night sky. With a moderate-sized telescope, you're likely to see the polar ice caps of this distant planet. Why has there been such a desire to explore Mars? And do its ice caps suggest water is present on this planet? Today's segment is part of the series titled Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. You might consider Mars as a distant cousin to Earth. This planet is the closest planetary object that shares similar characteristics as our own planet. It's about half the size of the Earth and is covered by the same amount of land. This similarity exists because Mars has no oceans, one large terrestrial environment. With its two circulating moons, Mars travels around the Sun every 687 Earth days. That's 2 Earth years. Amazingly, a Mars day is about the same as ours. We have each grown up hearing and wondering if life exists outside our own planet. NASA has been involved in searching for this answer. Special robotic spacecrafts have been sent to the land on Mars and also placed in Mars' orbit with special exploratory equipment on board. This exploratory enthusiasm is also active in other parts of the world. The European Space Agency and the Japanese have each sent to Mars their own unmanned spacecrafts. These spacecrafts are looking for clues that will tell us if life existed at times past or currently exists on Mars. One of the indicators that will help us answer this question is water. If water is present in some form now, or if the geology of the land suggests past or present movement of water, then the probabilities of possible biological life on Mars increase. There are many questions that arise when analyzing visual and other data broadcasted back to us by our robotic laboratories. The NASA exploration rover named Opportunity revealed what appeared to be small ponds of liquid water on the surface of Mars. This bluish feature appeared perfectly flat and smooth. It also appeared transparent, which revealed submerged rocks or pebbles beneath the puddle. Outcrops on Mars are being examined by roving robotic laboratories that are navigating their way around the craters of the Mars topography. They're looking for crossbeds of sedimentary deposits that are typically formed on beaches, rivers, and sand dunes. These characteristics indicate the general direction and force of wind or water that originally laid down this sediment. It was recently speculated that soil beneath the wheels of the rover contains small amounts of water mixed with salt. This brew of dissolved salt keeps the mixture well below the freezing point of pure water, allowing it to exist as a liquid on Mars. Even the hint that water exists beyond planet Earth reveals the importance that water has with the development and sustainability of life as we know it, fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.